corner of the graveyard, where blind priests hide their wine. The coldest of the angels, Christ is a turpentine, and gives a compass reading which no one will believe. They got no faith in science and all they can conceive. And in a corridor in the distance, where the dirt lies in decay, it gathers and remembers it does go far away. And a wind that came from God's mouth and through a preacher's eye, to where tables beat out double deals and fit pick to deny. And at the edge of every silence, where the sea takes its last breath, in the moment of its stillness, you're gonna hear the sound of death. And it's just an echo from the past, and Sinbad knew its name. It's caught around your footprint, and it was whispered once in shame. For every shot of glass that cuts us to our bone, a stained and broken window leaves Sebastian on his own. With arrowheads and bleeding, red dust across the floor, to a scene in silence meeting with a blonde behind the door. From her mouth to the cradle, and then across her breast, her lovers making crosses, their union has been blessed. Upon a bed of they're lying in disgrace, ashamed for eating apples, but exalted by the taste. And like some kind of circus, and like some kind of fool, the beast is being tamed by a whip and by a stool. And when it all returns to ashes, the same as it always was, when no one dreamed that chaos was gonna be. Came for everyone to draw that fatal breath at the moment when the sea was still and holding on to death. He was courting that cold angel and kissing her white lips. Sebastian was drawing blood with just his fingertips. There would be a cloud of anger to come and fill the void, a vacuum of disbelief conceived by Dr. Freud, and the case for uncertainty.